5472, 5th and Main, heading to Washington Square.
Rick, what's going on?
So I've got a guy who got on at Broadway and Burnside. He's very unstable on his feet. I don't think it has to do with anything with intoxication, but I'm trying to communicate with him, and he's not communicating. He keeps getting up and not hanging on to anything, and he's got an unlit cigarette. He's got a previously lit cigarette in his mouth, and he's just come up to me while I'm going down the street and just kind of looks at me.
Okay, so the part about him being unstable, we really can't put him off the bus for that. We can ask him to sit down as a safety precaution, or you can just kind of keep an eye out on him to make sure that he's not, you know, falling or anything like that. As far as the cigarette in his mouth, as long as it's not lit, we can't put him off the bus for that either. My suggestion would be just to explain to him, you know, sir, as a safety precaution, I need you to have a seat. And, you know, if you're not willing to do that, I may need to ask you to get off the bus. And if he doesn't want to get off, then unfortunately we can't make him get off. But he may just decide to get off on his own if he doesn't want to sit down.
At this time, he sat down. I did give him those options, but he just kind of stood there at the stop here. And then he finally went ahead and sat there. But he's made motions like he's trying to, he's got his lighter out. He's made motions like he's trying to light his cigarette, but he hasn't done it. So I'm just letting you know what's going on. I don't expect, you know, I'm just worried about him falling when I'm driving. So it's not exactly safe. But right now he's sitting, so we'll continue.
Sounds good. 12:47.